Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting
across
America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great 4th of July. Morning,
studio. Morning.
All right, we're going to try this. We're going to do a get to know you question here. We'll go around the room. It's kind of a different question, so I'm going to ask about me first, and we'll switch it around. So, the question is, if police were to kick in that door right now, and they were to come in and arrest me, and they don't say anything about it.
Whoa.
They walk in, boom, they would put my hands behind my back and march me out of here. They don't say anything. What would you assume that I was being arrested for?
This is good.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Mm-hmm. Got it. It's scary to give you guys open mic here on this.
Got it.
But let's see where your minds go. Amy, you went first. What do you got?
Yeah, some sort of an underground. Why is the word racketeering coming to my mind? I don't even really honestly know what that means, but that's the word that's there. But like something underground that's like not legal, but it's also not bad. But like you got in deep, like messed up, and you were working with some of the wrong people. And you're going down for them because they're not going to go down, so they pin you. You're the scapegoat.
Yeah, you went intense. You went a whole story, like fan fiction there.
It would have to be that.
Yeah. So you say racketeering.
Scapegoat.
Which racketeering is like getting a business, like a mob would go and be like, hey, you need to pay me money and we'll protect you. That's kind of racketeering.
Oh,
or like, wow. if you don't pay me, we'll burn your place down kind of type thing. Is that
racketeering? Oh, that's cool.
No, it's like operating a business. You're getting money in a way that's not legal. Like you could do casino maybe.
Got it.
I'm not an expert in racketeering.
Is that like money laundering?
Yeah.
Oh, like maybe wash money.
Yeah, that was mine.
Yeah. Ooh.
I could be wrong about racketeering. Will you look up the exact definition of that?
I just figured it out.
Amy said I got in too deep, though. No.
Either it's your comedy shows or your title boxing, you wash money.
Okay.
That's why you do it.
That's where I was going. Money laundering.
Uh-huh.
That's why you're on tour. Absolutely. You're washing dirty money that you got from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Wire fraud. You do the $1 million show. You do Pimp and Joy. Oh, this all goes to charity. Charity called your bank account.
That's true.
That's wire fraud.
That would be one.
Dang.
I don't touch that money, but that would be one.
Yeah, that's what you say now.
It's all money crime.
Well, that's racketeering is a set of illegal activities aimed at commercial profit that may be disguised as legitimate business deals. Fraud, extortion, bribery, or threatened violence.
Mm.
So, yeah. For the record, I don't get any money for $1 million show. I never see it. Pimp a Joy, it goes.
For real.
It's not us. Yeah, not us. Okay, what about Amy? What if cops came in and they arrested Amy?
Got it.
I know what they're all going to say.
I already got it.
I got it based on them.
Oh, well, I didn't even have time to think about it yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, once you say Amy's name, you know.
Oh, Amy, immediately.
Yeah. I'm not saying this is true about me, but based on what I...
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Yes, I do.
What?
Like snaps?
Hit and run.
Oh.
That was mine. Hit and run.
Yeah.
She hit someone then took off.
Right.
Got it.
She probably didn't even know she hit him.
Right.
That's good.
That's exactly it.
That's really good.
Yeah, that was mine.
I thought you guys were going to... I thought Lunch was making like a divorce joke, like snapped.
Uh-oh.
Like killed her ex-husband or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that it?
No.
What was yours?
Wire fraud. Pimp and Joy.
Oh, you're doing this everyone?
Okay. So she says she gets none of the money. And so she says, oh, buy all these shirts. And she buys herself a mansion.
Wow. Oh, is that wire fraud?
No.
That's wire fraud.
Wow. I don't know. No. I don't think that's wire fraud.
Okay.
That
100% of money always goes to the cops.
That's what you say until the cops come in. And then you're like, okay, I did it.
He goes both of those for us. It can't do Eddie, though. Don't do Eddie the same one, okay?
Yeah.
What am I wire frauding? You got to change it up. Cops come in, boom, kick the door in. They put Eddie in handcuffs. They walk him out. What did they just arrest Eddie for?
Wait, you didn't do Amy?
Yeah. Killed her husband, ex-husband.
Oh. That was yours?
Yeah.
That was going to be mine.
That's funny.
Eddie.
Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Oh, I don't know if I can say that.
I know.
Huh?
I don't know if I can say that.
I can't say that.
Don't say it. Yeah, I'm not saying it either.
What are you not saying?
Nothing. It's terrible.
I can't say it.
Terrible.
What the?
I don't even know if we're thinking the same thing. We probably are.
No, we are.
We have to be.
Yeah, probably. Eddie.
What?
What do the cops arrest him for?
I got it. You ready? Wire fraud.
You're saying the same thing for every single person.
Yeah.
What am I wiring?
He says he's going to deliver chickens. He never does. You send him money, you don't get the goods. That's wire
chicken
fraud.
Chicken Ponzi scheme?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So that's wire fraud.
You're messing with my chickens, man.
I would say like moving stolen goods.
What you mean?
Like he has a warehouse?
Like someone's like, this. I got to get this stuff A to B, and it's not really that big of a deal for him to drive it
somewhere. He's a mule.
He's basically carrying stolen goods for somebody, moving stolen goods.
I got uncles that got busted.
Across the border.
Yeah. He just told me stories about other people he knows.
A lot of my family.
Yeah.
I would say that. He got mixed up in that with
my
folks,
family
with
members.
Folks. Who knows? With folks. Amy?
Yeah, I don't know. Eddie's pretty... I don't know. What could it be?
It's a game, Amy.
I know.
Anything, Amy.
No, something just came to my mind that I don't like.
What?
I would say.
Then don't say it.
Why do you guys all have something you can't say?
It's not that.
What on earth?
Probably, because I thought of that one too.
We have multiple ones about Eddie we can't say.
Oh my goodness.
Do you have anything you'd like to say? You don't have to.
I know. Probably something with the chickens, yeah.
Chickens, okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, last one, Lunchbox. If cops came in and arrested and they took him out.
Oh, he was lacing his chickens with stuff.
What?
Eddie was?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Lunchbox, we're doing you. Let's see, what would we do?
Oh gosh.
I got it.
Oh, easy.
Wire fraud.
He doesn't work a wire, though. His would be...
tax evasion.
Oh, that's it.
I mean, dude, the IRS is going to come and get him.
That's for sure. We wouldn't even ask... We'd just keep doing the show. We wouldn't even pause to ask the question.
The time
we'd just be like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess it did. Huh, yeah, tax evasion for sure.
What prison would I get sent to for that?
Sing Sing.
Oh. I thought I was going to get sent down there in Florida.
Yeah, maybe.
With Chrisley's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay, fun game though, huh?
Not really. Well, I still want to know what you guys couldn't say.
I have Lunchbox away for something else.
Oh, go ahead.
Continued misuse of 911.
Yeah, you ain't going to serve any real time for that, though.
We
should have just stuck with the tax evasion.
Oh.
Yeah, tax evasion, though. That probably will happen, though, of all these. The only one that's probably going to happen is tax evasion, for sure.
War wire fraud.
Why do you keep looking at me?
What? Yeah.
Okay, thank you, guys. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My 13-year-old son has a best friend who is a girl. They've been hanging out constantly this summer. And he came to me recently and said she invited him camping that would involve a sleepover and a camper. She is really his only friend he's made in the last year. He's never expressed to me that he likes her more than just a friend. I know her parents and believe they would take care of them and watch him over, but something about it makes me uncomfortable. Am I overreacting? Should I allow my 13-year-old to sleep over with a good friend of the opposite sex? Signed, mom of a teenage boy. Amy, you go.
I mean, I would let my kid go camping in this situation. Although, as a parent, you do have to listen to whatever strong gut reaction you're having to something. Me personally, if I know the parents well and I want them to continue their friendship and make memories, let's go.
Also, you probably know your kid.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, he's probably telling the truth.
Yes. If you watch them interact and you haven't seen anything, I mean, because that's really honestly the only thing, I guess, that would be of concern if you think they're going to like go do something risky and he's going to come back a dad or.
Whoa, that
would be terrifying. Went
big jump. Yeah, you went hard right there. Eddie?
Yeah, let him go. Look, when I was 13, you know,
Would let his 13-year-old go.
Look, when I was 13, they all wanted to be my friend. Nothing was going to happen.
Who's they?
All the girls.
Oh, got it.
Like, really. Like, if you're in that friend zone, nothing's going to happen. Like, really, this is his best friend. Like, let him go camping. This is just like another dude at this point. They're not going to do anything.
I agree. Now, there may be a time in a year.
Sure, when they're older.
You'll notice. You'll see that twinkle in his eye start.
It's a little different.
And that's when it's different.
But when you're in that friend zone, nothing's going to happen.
When he's in the bathroom too long.
Dude, why are you adding him like that?
No, I'm just saying, that's when you start to know things have changed. You just tell. There's just things, there's little signs. Mm-hmm. Like telltale signs, we say.
My wife hates it when I say stuff like that.
Telltale.
Telltale?
Telltale signs.
Telltale.
What's telltale?
Telltale.
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 I know, but I hear people say that. Tall, it's the telltale sign. But which...
why are you saying it like that?
What? Telltale.
Because I don't know.
It's not tall.
Spell it for me.
Telltale. Telltale.
Telltale time.
I thought you were just repeating two words. Telltale.
Oh my God.
It's confusing.
That's what I thought that was.
I thought you were saying tow-tow. Tow-tow.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Let's get a couple updates from Morgan. Morgan, number one, this guy messaged you and wanted to paint you.
Yes.
Which sounded a bit erotic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Or flirty. Or, I didn't know. Or scammy. And so we thought maybe it was a scam. So what happened?
So I decided to message him. You know, you told me what to write to him, and I had a full, like, message exchange with him. And after about the first three, it was sounding pretty legit. And then after the third message, when I was like, okay, so how is this compensation supposed to work, like, when you pay me? He started getting all weird about it. And he's like, well, and then he just ignored my question. And then it started to look like a robot was responding to me. And so I think it's, like, somebody in another country, and they're trying to scam me.
But how would they get money?
They said they would send me a check for everything, and I'd put it in my bank, and then I'd have to send them stuff back, so they get my bank information.
So they send you a check, but they have your information for your bank?
Yep. So I asked, I was like, so will you do Venmo? And he was like, we don't do that. We have to do it this way per the client's request. And they're like, we have to send you a check that goes to your bank, and then you send us stuff back.
But if they send you a check that goes in your bank, why do they have to know about your bank? Why can't you just take the check and just keep the money and scam them?
I don't think they're paying you with, like, real money that they have. I don't know how they do it, but it's, like, stolen.
I watch these scammer people that attack scammers on TikTok. Like, this, I forget what they're like, the scammer survivors or scammer attackers. It's hilarious. And they get them on the phone. They're like, we know exactly where you are,
That's
buddy.
That's pretty cool.
It's awesome. Okay, so that is a scam. If somebody's painting you or saying they want to paint you on Instagram, it's a scam.
Yes.
Okay. The other thing is Morgan was almost murdered by her Uber driver.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, do you mind if I know we're going to the airport, but can we swing out of the way here and go over to my buddy's house? And Morgan's like, no. And so we said, hey, you should write a review.
So I decided not to do a review, but I did a blocked call to Uber. So he couldn't find my phone number. He didn't know it was coming from me. And so I blocked call, then called customer service with Uber and, like, shared a message with them.
And what'd they say?
Wait, you blocked a call to customer service?
Yeah, because I was really nervous about this guy having my phone number or just anything coming through. So I did, like, a private call to Uber.
And they still answered even though it was a private call?
Yeah, it was like a customer service line. And I just reported about the guy. I said, this is who it is. And this was my experience. I don't really know what happened. Nothing obviously unfolded from what he said. But I just wanted you guys to know I was very uncomfortable in case something comes up with this guy moving forward.
What did they say to you?
And they're like, we really appreciate you letting us know, and we will look into this further.
Do you think they do anything about it?
No.
I don't know.
The fact that he took his picture down from his profile.
Yeah, that's weird. Creepy.
But I just got scared because you can do it on the actual ride. But I was like, if somehow, some way, like, he sees this or the report comes through, like, my information's out there. And I don't want him to come back for me.
But Ray says unless he wrote it down, he won't know where you live because he's going to so many places and it's not logged in his phone.
But if he wasn't in, like, a right state of mind, he probably did write it down, you know? And I'm like, I don't want it to come back on me at all that I'm the one who reported this.
Or Uber murderers. Uber murderers.
Have you ever read of that?
There's some.
But I mean, there's so many, but I don't hear, there's so many Uber rides and the occasional murder. Right. But I wonder if there's
like
just.
You mean, what are the odds?
Basically, like, better odds is getting murdered walking down the street or getting an Uber.
Uber.
I mean, Uber's so vulnerable, man.
Yeah, and also, maybe, Morgan, you don't have to worry about him coming back because maybe he does that to every customer. And so he wouldn't know who reported him.
I would imagine if he is the Uber murderer, that he's probably done this before.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't know specifically. You feel guilty about it?
Yeah, I feel kind of bad, like, especially if he happens to lose his job or something.
Yeah, because he should have not murdered. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But what if he really had a buddy, guys?
But it doesn't matter. His job is not to go by his buddy's house while he's got somebody in the car.
Right, I know, but he gets fired because of that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. If you don't do your job or you do something against the rules of your job or you make people feel unsafe, I can understand you getting in trouble.
Okay.
That's like my buddy Mark. He was changing his oil behind the Sam's Club. He got fired for it when he was on the clock.
How is that like your buddy Mark?
What?
Because he was doing something that at his job that he wasn't supposed to be doing, and so he got fired. Do you feel bad for Mark?
I don't know Mark.
I knew Mark.
Yeah.
You know Mark?
He always talks about the money, but then he got somebody pregnant.
Yeah.
No, that's Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He saved, David Robinson in a flood once.
Tim Duncan.
Oh, Tim Duncan. Okay. Yeah. In a flood. Tim Duncan was on top of his car.
What?
Yeah.
Tim Duncan was low water crossing, going to his neighborhood, and the water rose. And when Mark was on the hood of the car, or the roof of the car, and he peeked in the car, like he in the window, and there's Tim Duncan.
And he pulled Tim Duncan out?
Got him out.
Saved him.
That's crazy.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's a crazy story.
Yeah, Morgan, thanks for the updates.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Dewey Parker's chilling in his apartment in Colorado Springs. When he looks in the building next to him, there's a fire on the third floor. And his neighbor has asthma and couldn't get out. There's smoke. And he sees the EMT is at the front door, but they can't get in. Dewey's like, man, I got to do something. Leaves his apartment, and he starts scaling balconies like Spider-Man.
Wow,
wow. Whoo, whoo, whoo. All the way up to the third floor, gets his neighbor, opens the door, and gets him out to the EMTs.
Yeah, that's brave because he's risking his own life to do it. Like, that's a hero. What's his name again, Dewey?
Dewey Parker, not to be mistaken for Dewey Cox.
Or Peter Parker.
Peter Parker,
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Parker.
That'd probably be better than Dewey Cox.
Yeah, you should have thought about that one.
Oh, is that Spider-Man's name?
Have you seen the guy named Howie Dewitt? His name is Howie, last name Dewitt.
No,
and they found him on LinkedIn, and they're like, this is how we do it.
Come on.
Hilarious. Yeah. Funny. This is how we do it. So they play that clip over it.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Good story. Guy saved somebody's life, and here we are talking about how we do it.
How we do
this
it.
Is how we do it. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at
audible.com/theboarsnest.
If you listen to this show, I think you have a feeling about Lunchbox one way or the other, because some people are like, man, you guys pick on Lunchbox a lot. Some people are like, man, Bing. Lunchbox won't stop picking on everybody. He doesn't stop. And it's one or the other. And I think a lot of times we see what he does that's behind the scenes too. And then we may just say stuff on the air and they're like, wow, you guys are continuing to go after Lunchbox because of stuff he does off the air to us in a fun, loving way, but mm-hmm. annoying sometimes. So what I want to do is share a bit that we're not going to do that he wanted to do to show this is the kind of crap he's up to behind the scenes.
Okay.
He wanted to play a game called Rate the Bangs with Morgan. Now, here's the thing. We're not going to play the game. Whenever we talk about him and he talks about his hair and we talk about his bangs and his haircut, he's, oh, you guys, my hair's good. You pick on me. Let's like, why are you picking on him?
I don't ever say you pick on me. I just say, oh, whatever. You don't like my hair? Cool. But she came in flaunting this new crazy hairstyle.
Yeah, hair's like crazy. And she's she flaunting it.
She comes in with the bangs all over her face and like, whoa.
It's, she changed and her so, hair. It's not
flaunting. So I thought we could play a game called Rate the Bangs.
But I know what you want to do.
We've been rating things lately. And
no,
so
you
I
just
want
to make fun of people. That's
would
my
all,
point.
We would all write a review.
Why are we writing a review on a bang?
Why don't we just vote? Lunchbox's bangs or Morgan's bangs?
Oh, Morgan's bangs for sure.
Morgan's bangs.
There you go.
I don't know. His bangs are pretty strong today, though. Exactly. They make a pyramid right down his nose.
They're looking pretty good. That's what I'm saying.
Do you comb your hair down?
No, it just dries that way.
It looks like you take a comb and you comb it right down.
You wonder the last time I put a comb in my hair?
I Heart Country Fest.
20 years ago.
When you wore bracelets at I Heart Fest?
20 years ago.
And rings.
And rings. Snake
rings. It's always like, snake rings. It's either May or September.
Yeah. No, I don't put a comb in it. I just do my fingers.
What was your point with this bit, Rate the Bangs?
I just thought it'd be a fun game. We could all write, like we write a movie review.
What if we all were like, we love her hair. Like,
great.
Amazing.
Then that would make her feel good.
And you'd have been, and that's what the bit was. The intent of the bit was to make her feel good.
Yes. The intent was to say, hey, do people like your new hairstyle? Do people notice your new hairstyle? Do people think your new hairstyle's crazy?
That's all I want.
Do the bangs look you make you look way older? Like what?
Way older.
This is all I wanted to do is show. What he's always up to something.
I just thought it would be a fun game.
Okay.
Morgan, would you like us to play Rate Your Bangs?
No, I would very much not like us to play this game.
We're not going to play Rate the Bangs.
Well, I like her bangs.
I like her bangs too. I'm rating it 10 out of 10.
Bangs are cool.
Let's write Lunchbox's bangs.
Yeesh. 0 out of 10.
I give it one big howdy doody.
All right.
You kind of look like a howdy doody. Howdy doody and Doug, if they had a kid. Doug
okay.
Funny. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. I have another Lunchbox bit here. I wanted to pitch it, you guys. He wants to talk about how, but he doesn't, sometimes he'll send something and not know that I know it's from him. And Eddie's so jealous of Lunchbox. But I know it's from him.
What's this all about?
Go ahead.
It's amazing. I get put in these TV commercials for Sonic.
There wasn't a TV commercial. It was an Instagram ad.
Okay, you call that Instagram, I call it TV. Eddie's not in it, and he's mad that he's not in it, and so he has to insert his own voice in the commercial just so he can be a part of it. And it's like, dude, like, relax. Okay, they didn't want you in the commercial. You don't have to force your voice into the commercial.
Okay, I see what he's saying, but it's not true. Well, yeah, I did put my voice in there.
Oh, you did!
I did put my voice, but that's just because no one was around. I needed something quick.
Can I hear it, Ray?
That's Eddie. That's when I'm on the roller skates.
So that's like a voice actor.
I heard that and I thought it was Lunchbox.
I did too.
Thank you.
When I watched the ad, I thought it was Lunchbox acting like he was falling in roller skates, and I was going to say that was good acting.
Yeah, I would have never known that was Eddie.
I don't understand why you didn't use the audio from when I did do it.
You weren't doing that, or I would have used it.
Okay, let me listen to it again, because Lunchbox is like on roller skates, like, oh, like
he's
fall.
Falling.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay,
a good actor would have done that while they were recording.
I did.
Where did you do it?
When I was doing the thing.
No, you did not.
I was like, whoa, and I ran into the sign.
I would have used that.
And then, I mean, there's audio. I mean, play the audio. Whoa.
Is that a ghost? Are we being haunted by it?
Whoa. Why didn't he just ask me to do it?
Afterward,
you just recorded that.
Why did he ask me to do it? Why? See what I'm saying? Like, he could have asked the actor, hey, can I do it? But he wanted to insert himself into the video.
My only point with this is he even tried to make it.
Oh, my God.
That would bring it up that it wasn't from him. Because it was written, Eddie is jealous of Lunchbox.
And why would I be jealous, record something, and then not tell anyone that was my voice?
You told nobody.
I didn't tell a single person.
Exactly, because you were hoping, I'll watch this. I'm going to get one over on him. Like he wants to, I'm so good. I want to be in the commercial. Like, it's sad, man. It's a bad look.
What are you talking about?
Gosh, dude.
Just making stuff up.
Got your feelings hurt. You weren't involved, so you'd cut my voice out and put yours in.
Now, that's the show today. Just us.
Great.
Doing this. We're not going to play Rachel Bangs, and we're not going to hate on Eddie.
But did you not think it's weird that he didn't just ask me to do
no,
that?
No, I think he just did his job and made a video.
Yeah.
No,
that's
his job.
Around.
His yeah. job is not to insert his voice in a commercial they didn't want him in.
Okay.
Oh, they told you they didn't want him in it?
Yeah. They're like, okay. Can you just say
Sonic, on? Sonic, we apologize. Eddie inserted himself in your commercial.
Sorry, guys.
Well, you can go watch this, though, up on our social.
It's a good video.
Go
and
to
and check out Morgan's Bangs.
At bot. And this
no,
was
they
on
were
there.
Not.
It was pre-Bangs.
And they'll like it.
No, I thought maybe she put
you're
a picture
you're trying to hurt
up.
People? Hurt people, hurt people. Remember that.
No, we'll put up a poll.
No, we're not putting up a poll. People are mean for no reason.
Okay.
All right. Abby is our phone screener. So when you call, you talk to her. She does a whole bunch of stuff, too, behind the scenes. But Abby is our line of defense or the person who gives us great callers. And we have a lot of great callers that call a lot, including Carolina Roy, who calls, who first he wanted to be set up with Priscilla Block. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And so apparently there's been a slight change in the situation. Abby, he's calling now saying what?
So after Lunchbox made that comment and was like, oh, would you date Abby? Now he calls me every day and is trying to ask me out. Also messaging me on Instagram and Twitter. So he's going full out.
What does he say if he calls the studio? Because you're answering work. You're like, hello, Bobby Bone Show.
Right. So every time you give out the number, that's when he calls. So everybody else is calling, which gets pretty hectic. So I'm like, oh, I need to go really fast. So he's just like, hey, Abby, so remember what Lunchbox was saying? How he tried to set us up? Like, what do you think about that? And the first couple of times I was like, I got to get the other calls. But then the other day I was like, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that.
How do you say no? How did you say no?
That was very awkward. I was just like, look, that's not something I want to do over the phone. And you don't even live here. So it's not going to work.
What if he moved here?
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
I just kind of use that. I don't even want to.
What do you say? Say whatever you want to say outwardly. This is publicly. Abby, go ahead.
I would just like to give him advice to not go as hard as you did, because obviously you did with Priscilla Block and then with me. So I would just recommend kind of chilling a little.
Pot kettle.
Yeah.
Pot kettle.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, goodness gracious. Abby telling someone not to go hard.
I have learned. I've learned.
This is hilarious.
On this side of it, I'm like, whoa.
So we're going to come back to you, Lunchbox, in 1 second. I see you have a lot to say.
Huh.
Abby, so what do you want to say to Roy, though, specifically about you?
You know, I do appreciate you thinking of me and thinking that could be something, but at this moment, no. Sorry.
Is it because you're currently tied up with someone else? Or is it because he's just not for you?
I am seeing other people, so I am not.
That's easier for Roy than to hear. It's not about
yes.
him.
Yeah. I don't want to put anything into anything else.
Does anyone know what Roy looks like? I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Abby does. She's got his Instagram and Twitter.
Is he somebody you'd like to date?
I didn't really look into it.
Stop.
I think he's private, so it's kind of hard to see what they look like.
Well, Carolina Roy, please call the show. We love you. Always, if you have something to say, but Abby does not want to go out with you.
Yeah, but you can keep calling. It won't be awkward.
It'll be awkward for sure, but we like that.
Yeah, just call in the downtimes, not when Bobby gives the number.
Yeah, because when I give the number, everybody's fired up
yeah,
to call in.
Abby said, you know, that's the hard part is she can't talk to him because it's during the busy times.
Now, it looked as if, and it sounded as if you had a lot you'd like to say about the situation.
I mean, it's just hilarious that Abby is like, oh, don't go so hard. Don't spill your guts on the... Like, Abby, you should just be so happy that someone is showing attention to you.
I think that part's rude. That's not...
Well, very rude.
Yeah, that part's rude.
Science voted her the worst.
No.
It's not necessary.
I think what you're trying to say is at times she gets... she goes a little overboard, too, with revealing too much. I think you should be happy someone's giving you attention.
Okay, that also, but yes, not sometimes, every time. She rode in the back of an Uber with someone, and she thought they were destined to get married. I mean, she met
a romantic. Hey, there's a fine line between a romantic and a psycho, right?
Hey, she met some drunk guy in Vegas in the elevator, went and had, you know, whatever, drinks, and they danced in the hallway, and...
I forgot about the dancing in the hallway guy in Vegas.
And the next day, when he showed up with a chick, she thought she had just lost her man of the future, and she looks at me and my wife and goes, man, I thought we were really going to date. And I'm like, Abby, he lived 3 states away.
I don't know about that.
But you never know.
I love that you put your heart out there, right? If I had to pick one of the two, meaning you go all out or you don't go at all, I like where you are because you can always pull back. It's like me with people that work for the show or I work with. Like, I love people that go too much because I can always go, hey, let's chill. It's hard to get somebody to go more. So, Abby, I like that. But I think you're learning, right? You've been a little much at times.
Yeah, I'm definitely learning because I saw it, you know, firsthand. And I'm like, oh.
And how are you doing it differently now?
She's in love.
No.
Abby, are you in love with someone else?
No.
Good answer. But how? What? I don't care about the other person.
Look at the smile. She's trying to hold it back. She's trying to hold
it back. She is trying to hold it back. Yes.
She's like, look at
her. But it's okay to be smitten. It's okay to be smitten. You should be when you're dating somebody new. How are you approaching this preliminary part of the relationship differently?
Well, I mean, that was usually just at the first date where I was like that.
So now
you know, where
I second.
Would give out yeah. everything.
So now you're in more than a first date?
Yeah.
And you're giving out everything?
Mm-mm. No. Wait, no?
I'm not talking about that, Abby.
No, right. I know that. No, I'm...
You're not, like,
know.
Jumping to conclude. Like, right. You're not, like...
Here we go!
Thinking too much of the future and what's going to come of it. You're
correct.
More in the present.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Like, I'm not trying to pressure anything. Just kind of letting
control.
It flow. Yes. Yes.
Are, how yeah. many times a day do you go to their Instagram page and look at it?
What?
Why?
See,
that's an indication.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying how obsessed you are.
Oh, I'm not obsessed. Cool. I don't know why you would go, if you're going on dates with someone, why would you keep going to their Instagram?
Just to look.
Oh.
You know, the fact that you even asked that question, I like it. Good for you.
And see? Progress.
You more than 3 dates with this person?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But a minute ago, she said people.
I think she's just saying that to stay vague.
Okay.
One person?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it there. No more pushing. Okay.
Sleepovers?
No. You don't have to answer him.
None of our
don't answer
business.
Him. I'm not asking any more questions. Good for you, Abby, for holding it close to the vest. Do they live here?
I cannot give any details.
Good, I like it.
Stopping myself here.
So they live out.
But she told Carolina Roy that he doesn't live here, so.
I didn't say he did or didn't. I'm just
saying.
No, she's just saying that to Roy because she didn't want to date Roy.
Yeah, she didn't want to date Roy.
Yeah, it wasn't really about
she dated a dude in Wichita that lived and she lived here.
Did you meet the person on the phone lines?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. DMs.
I would prefer not to do that.
But DMs is okay.
Yeah.
That's a very, very normal way for people to meet each other. But I don't know. DMs?
No.
Okay. Abby, thank you. That's enough.
Yes,
for today.
Thank you.
How tall is he?
No, nope. No.
Well, that's vague.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's really vague.
Because I know what he does. He what starts doing one question, and then he's like, okay, we're going to go. But what about this?
Okay. Abby, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
What would your happiness scale is, though, 1 to 10 right now?
Right now?
Yeah, with just generally how it's going with this person.
9.
That's what I'm talking
wow,
about.
Wow, that's high.
Good job. Does he pick you up when you do stuff, or do you Uber there?
See, you're done.
They go to other cities.
We gotta end this. We go to other cities.
We gotta end this.
What's okay. his profession?
Well, you can't ask like that. You gotta like...
Yeah, he is right now.
Okay, thank you. Okay. We're done. Abby, good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Did you ever learn how to drive a tractor?
Yeah, I did actually. Combine.
Like how old?
And a small tractor. About 3 years ago, I'm breaking Bobby Bones.
Oh. I meant like as a kid or like go-karts.
Yeah, all that, yes.
Okay,
you know, so. I drove a stick on a truck, but I didn't work on a farm. There's a difference in farm and poor.
That's true.
I was poor. I didn't work on a farm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Four-wheeler.
I drove a four-wheeler. I mean, I wrecked a three-wheeler once.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? They had three-wheelers.
Yeah, a lot of people wrecked
those. I dumped it over. They don't make those anymore.
That's why.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Well, this mom, she's driving down the highway. She's got her 11-year-old twin boys in the car, Jordan and Jermel. And her name's Crystal. She had a seizure on the highway. And her boys, they went into action immediately. The one that was in the front seat took the wheel. The other one was like guiding him like, hey, go over here. This looks like a good spot where you could pull in. And they had tractor driving skills because her fiance would take them out on there and taught them how to do it. And then they rode go-karts. So he felt like he kind of knew what to do or how to handle it. And the mayor of their town like commended them. They were honored. It's just such an amazing story of them saving their mom's life.
It's a great story. I just feel too, when a mayor gives somebody the key to the city, I don't know if that's true or not here.
It's not a
but
key,
if they give you a key to the city like they do sometimes, you should be able to use that key one time. At any time. And that's not a literal key that opens the lock, but it's like, I'd like to go into the Froyo place and for an hour, all you want. In the city, that you get the key. There should be something more than just a hang up.
Oh, you get to have like a party at City Hall.
Okay.
I don't know how to use it for City Hall.
That's weird.
But like, if you go
into the Froyo place with the key opens at 11 p.m., and they got to be, somebody's got to be ready at all times for that call. Hey, Mayor, I know it's 1 a.m. But I'd like to get into John's Froyo here. And he's got to come and open the door for you.
What about mayor for the day?
Mayor for the day, though, what are you going to do? Budgets? Like, in reality.
True.
If you get a key to the city, you should be able to open a door. If you're the mayor for the day, then you got to, like, do budgets and
you got to work.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Okay.
That's all I say. We should, the key to the city should mean something. They'd give away a few less, but you should actually get a key to anywhere in the city, and you get to use it for an hour.
Hmm.
Like these kids, they should be able to use whatever. The trampoline park, key to the city,
ooh,
whatever they
good.
Want. The prize room at school, or the key to the school, like when the teacher keeps prizes.
Or override whatever grade.
No,
hey.
No, that's not key to anything.
I mean,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
meaning
the key.
Lie.
The answer,
answer key. The answer key.
There you
oh,
go.
Now she got me. Yeah. He got me. The answer key.
Or the
dang
key
it.
To like the computer.
The key to my heart. Oh, yeah. No. Now I got to fall in love. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Lunchbox has this, it's a running bit. I don't know if he believes it or not really, but he always says his mother-in-law flirts with him and he'll like show us text messages she sends him or ways that she like caresses his head. I just feel like you go home for the holidays, it's awkward if you have to see her.
A little bit.
No, not because you think she flirts with you, but because you do this bit.
No, these are incidents that happened. Like, I can't tell you made up stories about how she does this or else it would be awkward, but right. She does do it, so she knows what's coming.
You think she would make out with you?
Yeah.
You think your wife's mom would make out with you?
Yes. 100%. She's digging the chili.
Would she do more than that?
Probably.
Okay. So what happened?
So she went to her 50th high school reunion. And it was over the weekend, and she sends a picture to me, and she said, "Watch out, hot stuff on the loose." And it's a picture of her, and I'm like, "What in the world?"
Did she send that to the whole family?
No.
Group text. No, group text everybody.
No, she sent it to me.
What, just you?
That was an accident.
And I sat there, and I'm like,
"You promised it wasn't a group text?"
I promise. And I told my wife, I'm like, "Hey, did you know there's hot stuff on the loose?" And I show her the picture. She goes, "Oh, she probably meant to send that to the group."
Yeah, right.
And I was like,
yeah.
So I just didn't reply.
Did she later send it to the whole group?
No. She just went. I mean, I guess she just went about her night like at the party.
She thought she did, yeah.
And I mean, I didn't respond. I was just like, all right, I'm not going to respond to hot stuff on the loose.
What do you think happened?
I think she was like letting me know that she's going out 50 years in high school and she still got it.
Because?
Hot stuff was on the loose.
But why would she be letting you know that, you think?
I just say, hey, like 50 years later and I still got it, like if you're interested.
interesting.
It's so weird.
It is weird.
It's even weird to break. It's just. Okay. Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Which country's flag is the most highly rated?
Which country's flag is the most highly rated?
The American flag. It has 50 stars.
That was the morning corny.
All right, time for the Cinema Club. It's the Bobby Bones Cinema Club. BBCC.
And ooh, so I like that.
We're going to draw, and we have to watch the movie, and we'll review it in a week. The last movie we drew was called Rope. It was from 1948.
Oh, my
gosh. Look at you, though. You said it right. Yeah. You loved it.
But Eddie's put another movie in, too.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is. Unless, is it old again?
Oh, it's another old one.
No, don't be that one.
Like,
you're
going to
love it. You're going to love it.
1958. No, don't be that one. Dang it. So we've all put movies in. I got them all in this Arkansas Razorback helmet. We'll draw the movie. We have a week to watch it. Our listeners watch it, too. We review it. We come on, okay?
Okay.
Yep. If you put a movie in and everybody thinks that you did it as a joke, you have to get on the Wheel of Punishment.
Okay.
But here's the thing. No one put anything in there as a joke. Like, everybody put a movie they love.
You made me watch a movie once with a bunch of male frontal nudity.
No, that was called Box of Moonlight.
Yeah, a bunch of male frontal nudity the whole time. And I knew you were laughing because I was looking at
Is that
my wife was like, why do they keep showing this guy's wiener? And I was like, Lunchbox told us to watch this.
That was a movie about letting go and not being tied up by society and worrying about work so much. It was about getting out and experiencing life. And I watched it with Keith when I was in high school. And
watched with your older, he was an adult man.
Very much.
Yeah, he was like, kid, there's this beautiful movie playing.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of new male.
We went to the movie theater right across from the street from North Cross Mall, and it was a discount movie theater, and I met him there after school, and it was me, him, and maybe two other people in the whole theater.
How old were they? Oh, you didn't know them.
I didn't know them. They just sat, you know, a couple rows back.
And did you remember thinking, they sure are showing a lot of male nudity here?
I was like, kid, what are we, like, Box of Moonlight? Like, this sounds like the dumbest movie of all time. And I walked out, and I was like, dang, that's beautiful, kid. And he goes, kid, wasn't it just so sweet? And I said, it was, kid.
What on earth?
Well, I don't know.
I can't go back down the road with that because I've been in trouble for just really sitting on. Okay, so we're going to draw a movie. Do we want to just draw immediately and see what it is? We're going to eliminate one.
Just draw immediately.
Just draw immediately. Let's go.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
Why are you guys acting like this is painful? This is awesome.
We've all got movies in, right? I do.
I do.
Yeah. I do.
Yep, I do.
Rage, you put one in?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. The movie that we will be watching.
Come on.
It's this one right here.
Oh.
All right.
The movie is... You gotta be kidding me. You gotta
be kidding me.
You gotta be kidding me.
The Stuff!
The Stuff! This is the
stupidest thing. Yes!
I hate this bit.
What is it?
It's The Stuff.
Oh, yes! My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's The Stuff.
I cannot wait to rewatch this.
It's Lunchbox's movie.
How do we watch this?
Yeah, we're going to have to buy this one too.
You're
right?
Going to come reenact it for us? Because if we can't buy it anywhere, you're going to act it out?
I have no idea.
Comic book?
God.
It's on Pluto. It's on Pluto?
That's free, right?
Free.
Okay, good.
Probably on your TV.
How do we get Pluto?
It already comes with
your
TV.
It's on your smart TV.
You can get it on Amazon Prime.
You can't get it on Amazon?
Yeah.
That I know how to get to.
Okay.
Apple TV.
How long is this movie?
I don't know, man.
How much? What?
An hour 26, 99 cents on Amazon if you want to stream it.
They
there.
Pay us 99 cents to watch it?
You pay. Wish.
Oh, no.
This is a movie.
He's been trying to get us to watch this for 20 years.
What year? What's the plot?
This is from 1985. I'm telling you, AJ would come over and spend the night, and we would rent this movie every single time. We rented it the first time, and we were like, whoa. And then after that, every time he'd come over, we're like, we got to get The Stuff. We'd go to Blockbuster, and if The Stuff wasn't in, it was a bad slumber party.
Was No Teeth Keith involved?
No, this is before I knew No Teeth Keith.
By the way, No Teeth Keith and Arkansas Keith, not the same Keith.
Correct.
Just for the record, two different Keiths.
No Teeth Keith was former baseball coach who didn't have any kids, but he was our coach, and he now is part of the family. Lived with us for a little while. He lived at the ballpark for some of it. You know,
ever married?
What?
Did he ever get married?
No, he never got married. Mm. But, I mean, The Stuff. I wonder if kid's ever seen it.
Who's kid?
Keith. Kid.
Oh, Keith.
He calls everybody, kid, how you doing, kid?
Did you guys do a lot of stuff alone?
Yeah, we would go to movies, go to dinner. He would be our babysitter. Like, our parents would go out and he'd babysit and we'd rent horror movies. and turn off all the lights and watch the movies.
Turn off all the lights.
Lock all the windows, lock all the doors, because, I mean, horror, I'm talking like Friday the 13th, like all that scary crap. Halloween. Like, I was like 9 years old watching this.
Wouldn't you guys go camping, too?
No, never went camping, but we did go
not
to...
camping, hiking.
Like apple pie or something.
No, no, we didn't go hiking.
We went to apple pie.
I'm going to pick you up after school, and we're going to go get the best piece of apple pie you've ever had in your life. Okay, Keith, come get me. He'd pick
How
me
far?
Up.
Probably right down the road, like a
yeah,
block?
Yeah, I was thinking a block down the road.
Yeah.
We get in the car, and we just start driving. I'm like 10 minutes in, 15 minutes in, 30 minutes... Kid, where... Don't worry about it, kid. Just relax. It's amazing. We drive all the way to Hutto, which is like 40 minutes, and we pull into this little restaurant.
Like through like big... like
No, no. It's in the middle of nowhere. Like through Pflugerville. I mean, in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, what are we doing? He's like... And we sit down at the table and we're like, do you know what you want? He goes, yes, we'll take two. And I said, no, I don't know what I want. He goes, yes, we do. We'll take two pieces of apple pie, please. And they brought it out hot on a skillet with the vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
And it was... excellent.
You ever go on vacation?
We went to the Slab, which was a water slide out off Lake LBJ. Like, it was amazing. Like, yeah. It's a natural body slide. You go there. So cool.
Yeah.
I never got to go to the coast with him. But
what?
Others did?
Other kids went to the coast with him, like, to go, like, for the weekend or for a week. I don't know how long they went. But they would... Keith would take four or five kids down to the coast and...
with their parents?
No, just Keith.
Just Keith and the kids?
Right, and he taught us how to drive. Like, he let us drive before we were 16. Like, he took every kid pretty much he knew drove the car.
Steve, have you not heard these stories?
I have not, but I'm sitting back here, and I have one word in my head, but I won't
say it. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, don't say that word.
Don't
say it.
The word is family.
Family friendly, yeah, I bet, family. Right?
Yeah. I mean, he's amazing.
Like, you got okay away, but what about the other boys?
And he had no teeth.
He's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well,
all the other kids are great, man. He was a great baseball coach, too. Loved the game.
We're going to watch the stuff. We're going to watch the stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait.
We'll report back in a week, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
What is your relationship with coffee or stimulants in the morning at all?
Coffee every day.
Just straight. What if you don't have it?
I get a headache.
Dependency?
Yeah, I mean, my body's just used to it. I've, you know, tried to... wean off of it at times, but then I'm like, oh, what am I doing?
Do you enjoy it?
I do. Yeah. I love my coffee time. It's like, it's when I get out of bed, that's what I'm looking most forward to.
And what is your coffee specifically?
Right now I'm doing a lot of iced coffees, and I just do, like, I pour it over ice with almond milk. That's it.
I know that I'm in the minority. The coffee taste to me is terrible. And then icing, like cold.
Oh, that's good.
I'm sure there's a reason it's very popular, but for me, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. Lunchbox, any coffee at all?
No, my stimulant is water. Get a glass of water and just.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Drink it or pour it on you?
Nah, drink it, man.
Yeah.
I'll pour it on me. It'd probably be better, huh? But yeah, I just drink it, sit down, eat some breakfast, and that's my stimulant for the day.
You have a stimulant at all, Eddie?
Well, I was going to say my relationship with coffee is pure love. Like, I love my coffee, but I can leave it. I've had days where I just don't drink coffee and I don't get a headache or anything.
Wow. Do you feel less energetic?
No.
So you just like the taste of it.
I'm more like
Amy. The pageantry. You walk around with your coffee.
The taste is great, but like Amy said, it's really that whole, like, I look forward to my cup of coffee in the morning. It's wonderful, man. It's warm. It's just like you hold it close and you enjoy it.
Tiny Dancer?
Hold me closer. It's just wonderful.
It's a ritual. Like, even if I'm not doing the ice, like, say it is warm, like Eddie's talking about, there's something about it when you're holding the mug.
Oh, yeah.
But what if it's hot outside?
Why are y'all ooing?
Then why not in the afternoon? If it doesn't affect you, Eddie, why not have coffee in the afternoon?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really crave it in the afternoon.
Is it like a breakfast where you don't crave waffles and pancakes in the afternoon because you've just been conditioned to have them in the morning?
That's right. Same deal.
I hate the taste of coffee. I will drink a shot of espresso, which also tastes terrible. If I'm like, man, I gotta have something. I don't think I get headaches if I don't drink any caffeine. So my stimulant's oxygen.
Hmm. So you're like Lunchbox.
Well, you know what? My stimulant is trying hard, you know? Getting after it.
Okay.
That's my stimulant.
Okay.
New research suggests that the buzz that you get from your coffee is probably just in your head.
Really?
It's from the experience.
Scientists testing coffee against just plain caffeine found that plain caffeine only partially reproduces the effects of drinking a cup of coffee.
Wow.
Activating areas of the brain that make you feel more alert, but not the areas of the brain that affect working memory and goal-directed behavior. Some people say they can't start the day without coffee, but most of those people are just it's a self-fulfilling prophecy where if I can't start my day, if I don't have it, then they don't have it. They're like, I suck.
That's like me and like beer too. Like as soon as I get on an airplane, I'm like, all right, time to get a beer. Like it's just automatic. I don't need it. Like I've flown before and not had a beer, but it's just that as soon as I sit on an airplane, I think, oh, time to order a beer. Mm. If I'm getting hot wings, I got to have a beer with this. Like it's just part of it.
Does the beer do to you?
Nothing.
He's just conditioned himself to.
It's like coffee. It's like, I don't need it, but the morning I wake up.
But I guess the parallel would be if you don't have your beer on a plane, is the plane ride worse?
No. Okay, it's fine.
But that's what they're saying here.
Oh.
Where a lot of people, if they're going, the coffee makes me feel good, but really it doesn't do anything.
Oh.
It makes them feel good.
That coffee does make me feel
good. It makes them feel good because they're telling themselves it makes them feel good.
And then two beers later, I'm feeling good.
You feel awesome. Feel good with two beers. How do you feel about that?
This study?
Yeah.
I think that there is something to the ritual of it, like the experience, like I read a similar study, and I think it was saying too that it's you get more of a buzz from the experience.
You get a buzz from thinking there's going to be a buzz.
Yeah.
Like you're like, well, I'm supposed to get a buzz from the caffeine, and so if you don't, and even if you drank water and you thought it was caffeine, you probably still get the buzz.
Well, either way, I'm getting a headache, so I'm drinking the coffee.
From this bit?
No, but if I don't have it, there's times where I tried to, quote unquote, detox from coffee.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, why am I even doing this? Who cares?
My wife says the same thing. She gets headaches if she can't have her coffee. I'm like, yeah. Are you sure?
Yes.
And I'm sure there's a caffeine dependency there. I won't say addiction, but a dependency where if your body doesn't get it, it's like, where's it at? I need to freak out. Yeah. I'm going to have a headache.
Yeah, I'm not freaking out. I'm just really going to have
a headache. You're weird right now, Amy. We're good. You're being weird.
Yeah, you get a headache.
Where's your coffee?
The withdrawal.
We're good. We're good, everybody.
I need a sip.
The point is, if you say your day is going to go bad if you don't drink coffee, and then you don't drink coffee, it doesn't mean your day's really going to go bad.
Got it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just feel that way.
I feel like if you say your day's going to go bad, forget the coffee. If you wake up and you're like, ugh, today's going to be a terrible day. Well, it's going to be a terrible day.
Well, not 100%, but...
The odds are in that
favor. If it's a coin flip, you're going to push it that way.
Yeah. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, how do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. There's a man running for mayor of New Rochelle, and he was busted going through his neighbor's mailbox, stealing mail, all caught on the Ring doorbell camera.
Was he trying to steal their identity?
That's what they say. They're accusing him of identity theft attempt or whatever, attempted identity theft.
Yeah, because unless you know they're getting like video games, you don't know to steal the video games. Yeah. Like otherwise, you're just going through trying to dig for data through the mail. That stinks. He's running for mayor?
Running for mayor.
Is this for like a voting thing? Maybe like trying to steal identity for that?
There you go.
I don't...
One vote?
You think? Yeah, I was going to say that's a lot of work for one vote.
This is just one mailbox. That's He's true. Done more.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, I'm not even saying allegedly. You're just saying that. You're saying you would suspect.
Yeah.
Based on Eddie's theory, I suspect.
Now he's put it on you because NPR will fact check
right, her. Right. It's just a theory.
Yeah, NPR will come after Amy in a heartbeat.
I have no proof.
And he said, oh, no, I had a friend drop off an envelope and it didn't end up in my mailbox, so I was checking to see if it was in the mailbox next door. Lying. Well,
that could be it.
Prove he's lying. I'm voting for him.
Yeah, that's a good...
He's got my vote. Yeah. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
A new study says that people suffering with addictions may be cured by horseback riding. Bonding with horses may be a drug-free way to breaking substance abuse. New research suggests that interacting with horses could significantly aid those struggling with an addiction to alcohol or drugs. They call it thoroughbred therapy. So this is pretty new as far as medical research and all the resources they've invested in it. And horses have... create different relationships with people than other animals. Dogs do pretty well too, obviously. But yeah, these equine clinics where people have to engage, take care, spend time with, bond. It does a lot of the things like blood pressure, anxiety, stress relievers. But that's what they're doing a lot with folks. And there's not, I can tell you from experience, there's not a one size fits all for substance abuse or alcoholism or... And it's so nuanced, everybody's relationship with it. But this is a way that they found they can work with some people to actually help them combat that. I used to ride horses as a kid. And then I got clotheslined once.
That was the end of that?
And I don't ride them anymore. My Uncle Rick's horse.
Really?
I was barebacking it. And ran me into a clothesline.
You literally got clotheslined by a clothesline?
Literally.
That's crazy.
And then I thought, never again. I've done it for TV a couple times. I'm pretty good on an old horse, but never again.
Have you seen The Elephant Whisperer?
Don't know what that is.
Or Elephant Whisperer. It won an Oscar award, Mike. You might want to help me with that title. But it's about these people that have a rescue farm for elephants in India. And like these elephants are pretty amazing. It's a short film.
Oh, because the elephants are so smart?
They're so smart. Like the relationship they have with these elephants are unbelievable.
Octopus is smarter than we are.
That's true.
My octopus teacher. You need to go watch that one.
That one's crazy.
I still have not watched that.
Oh, you need to watch that, Amy.
But you think they're going to do it.
I know. You've told me that.
And the ending?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know who's the dad.
Crazy.
Bob.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. We got to go. Thank you. Wow, Eddie, it's got a good score. The Elephant Whisperers is 100% in one category and over 90 in another.
It's amazing. Whoa, it's really cool. I should have recommended that one to you guys, huh?
Yeah, Rope.
Especially if it's a short film.
It really is like 20 minutes.
Oh.
That would have been awesome. I wish Rope would have been 20 minutes.
Stop.
That is terrible.
You loved Rope.
That's it. Thank you guys. Have a great day. Hope you have a safe day. Go and follow on Instagram at Bobby Bones Show or Mr. Bobby Bones. See you guys.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Wright brand bacon.
We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.